You are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazzradio.wetf.org. My name is John Clark, and this is The Jazz Focus. Today, we're going to be listening to some piano rolls that were recorded in the 1910s and 1920s by the great Harlem Stride piano player James P. Johnson. And piano rolls, for those of you unfamiliar, were mechanical things. They looked like scrolls, basically, and they were manufactured to be played on player pianos. They would fit into a bit of machinery that was included in the piano, and by some mechanism they would turn and they would depress the keys in the right order and give you a performance of a pop song or whatever. Player pianos, or the production of these rolls, was sometimes a little bit, strange, I guess. You might have someone like James P. Johnson, or Fats Waller, or Scott Joplin, or Jelly Roll Morton, go into a studio and create these rolls. By performing on a player piano, they would have the keys strike the scroll work as it went through and put holes in the parchment or whatever that would then be able to be reproduced later on. It was kind of like an old-fashioned computer printout, or an IBM card, I guess you'd have to say. And sometimes these rolls were messed around with later on. Some producers would go in and add notes or change them, sometimes adding an entirely different line. And there's a story of the great Art Tatum, the piano player who was hearing piano rolls when he was a boy and didn't know that, and he thought piano players were able to play three hands at a time, and so he evolved his technique so he could do that, and he became one of the most technically proficient pianists in jazz. Well, at any rate, James P. Johnson was, as I said, a Harlem Stride piano player. He was considered the father or the dean of that school. He was playing in New York by the early 1910s and was making a name for himself with the Clef Club musicians and at Harlem rent parties and playing solos in clubs and so forth. He started making piano rolls in about 1917 or so, and we're going to hear a couple of those early ones coming up. We started out with his signature piece, the Carolina Shout. Many of these songs for the first half of this program we're going to be hearing are compositions by James P. as well as performances. So Carolina Shout was a test piece for Stride piano players. Players like Count Basie and Duke Ellington recalled trying to learn how to play this piece by slowing down the player piano, because you could do that, and actually kind of matching the finger work on the keys by slowing everything down and learning how to play the piece that way. So Carolina Shout, this particular version, he recorded it numerous times, was done for the QRS label in May of 1921. QRS was the most significant of the player piano labels bringing out these roles, and they were very, very prolific. Many great piano players participated in manufacturing these roles, and they lasted up until the 1930s. In fact, even into the 1930s, they had players bringing out pop tunes of the day on these roles. Then we went on to a tune called The Twilight Rag, another James P. Johnson tune. That's an early one, recorded in November of 1917 and released on the Metro Art label. And the label states that it was by James P. Johnson accompanied by E.E. Wilson. Sometimes there's a little bit of indefinite nature in terms of who the performers were on these, but we believe that James P. recorded his own compositions, certainly. So we're going to go on now and play another set of James P. Johnson compositions. We're going to hear a tune called Stop It, which was done in August of 1917. All these done in New York, by the way, and released on the Universal label. And this was a tune that was recorded by some jazz bands from the period as well. After that, we're going to go on to the Steeplechase Rag, one of his flashier pieces. That was also done in 1917 in May, and that was as well released on the Universal label. And from that point, we're going to hear a tune that Johnson returned to numerous times in his career, the Caprice Rag, or Caprice Rag, I suppose. This was released on the Perfection label and done in July of 1917. Then a kind of an interesting oddball tune, listed as a syncopated waltz and released on the Art Tempo record roll label. This was a tune called Eccentricity and recorded in February of 1918, one of James P.'s few waltzes that he did. Then we're going to go on to a little bit of a curiosity, a duo piano roll. James P. recorded this with his student and good friend Fats Waller, and it's a tune that was not terribly well known. It wasn't by either one of them, actually. It was called Crying for My Used to Be, credited to Bob Thompson, and this was done later on February of 1927 for the QRS label, which made a lot of its recordings in Long Island City. They also did regular recordings as well. Clarence Williams recorded quite frequently for them. So that's going to be our set. All James P. Johnson, the last one joined by Fats Waller. Stop It, The Steeplechase Rag, The Caprice Rag, Eccentricity, and, with Fats Waller, Crying for My Used to Be, James P. Johnson.
Thank you.
So these piano rolls, we have to approach with a little degree of caution and how authentic the performance might have been. Of course, there's really no control of dynamics or shading or anything. It's a very mechanical sound, and fortunately we get to hear something like the players might have been in person, because they are realized through a modern piano and a modern recording rather than the haze of an old 78 RPM record. But still, I have to be a little bit careful about that, but it's nice to have it regardless. So we started out that set with Stop It, a James P. Johnson composition, as were all of these in this set, and that was done in August of 1917 for the Universal Company. Then, from the same company, Universal, from May of 1917, we heard Steeplechase Rag, very flashy piece, as was the next one, the Caprice Rag, a unique musical conception, subtitled. That was on the Perfection label, done in July of 1917. Then that unusual waltz, Eccentricity, a syncopated waltz done for Art Tempo record rolls and recorded in February of 1918. I said all of these were in New York. Some of these, for example, that Art Tempo record roll was recorded in Newark, but same vicinity at any rate. And then we finished up with that duo performance, James P. Johnson and Fats Waller. And I guess I told you a lie there. That was not a James P. Johnson composition. It was done by a fellow named Bob Thompson. And it was called Crying for My Used to Be, featuring both of the piano players, recorded a little bit later in February of 1927 for the QRS label. So for our next set, we're going to hear James P. Johnson versions of tunes that he did not compose. And some interesting tunes, largely forgotten, some of them anyway, but some good performances. He was an excellent musician who could play any type of music. He was very well educated musically. He could write, he could read, he did shows, he did pop tunes, did all kinds of things. So occasionally he'd be called in to perform Tin Pan Alley tunes, probably for some kickbacks to the publishers or from the publishers to the recording company. We're happy to have these versions. The first tune is kind of an oddly titled thing called When It's Cherry Time in Tokyo, sort of capitalizing on some of the supposed Asian influences at the time. This was done June of 1917 for the Perfection label. This was recorded in Orange, New Jersey, by the way. And it's subtitled A Saxophone Foxtrot by Reed and DeRose. Then we're going to go on to a Cecil and Blake tune. Cecil and Blake were just about the biggest things in African-American theater and music in December of 1921 when this was recorded for the QRS label. We're going to hear The Baltimore Buzz. Then a Maceo Pinkard tune called Sugar, well known from various jazz versions, and don't know when this was recorded. I believe this was a QRS thing as well, but a good version of James P. playing a contemporary jazz tune. Then a tune that was recorded by a number of blues singers, including Bessie Smith, the Muscle Shoal Blues, done by George Thomas, a very prolific blues composer from a very prolific blues and jazz family. George Thomas, Herschel Thomas, and their sister, Sippy Wallace. And this tune, as I said, had quite a life and was recorded in April of 1922 for QRS. Then we're going to finish up with a Clarence Williams tune. This was actually the first tune, I believe, Clarence Williams recorded commercially. It's called Rumania, a foxtrot. Words and music by Clarence Williams, Dave Payton, and Spencer Williams. And published by Williams and Perrone in 1920. And this was recorded in June of 1921 for QRS. So all of these are James P. Johnson performances of other people's songs. When It's Cherry Time in Tokyo, Baltimore Buzz, Sugar, Muscle Shoulder Blues, and Rumania.
Thank you.
So that was James P. Johnson playing some compositions by other composers. We started out with When It's Cherry Time Down, or When It's Cherry Time in Tokyo, done in 1917, June, for the Perfection label. Interesting little tune. Then the Cecil and Blake tune called Baltimore Buzz, which I don't know if that came from Shuffle Along or not. It might have, actually. That was from December of 1921, so maybe a little bit early for that. Then that standard tune by Maceo Pinkard, familiar to jazz fans, Sugar. The sound quality on that wasn't terribly good. It was an earlier realization on an LP, probably from the 1960s, so it wasn't as technically up to snuff as the other things we were listening to. Then that nice blues performance, the Muscle Shoals Blues by George Thomas. And then we ended up with that Clarence Williams tune, as I said, the first one that he recorded in his long recording career from about 1921. This piano roll, which was released on QRS, was from June of 1921, and the song was called, QRS, I was right about that, and the song was called Romania. Very interesting. So I hope you've enjoyed this program. Some unusual material by a phenomenal jazz piano player, all done on for piano rolls for various companies from 1917 up to about 1927 or so. You've been listening to The Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we're here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. And we can be heard worldwide on jazzradio.wetf.org. So our two remaining tunes today are both James P. Johnson compositions. The first one is an unusual one, not one well known. It's called Innovation, a one-step released by Universal and recorded by Johnson in October of 1917. Then we're going to finish up with a somewhat more familiar James P. Johnson showpiece. We started out with the Carolina Shout, this program. We're going to end up with the Harlem Strut, which he recorded several times as well. This was done for QRS in 1921. So enjoy some more James P. Johnson. Thank you very much, and tune in again next week.